Yeah, welcome back to the show this afternoon on this Tuesday, The Ticket, talking travel and the very, very best events in your city.
Absolutely. And every Tuesday, Andrea Bailey, mum of three and The Ticket's travel mum, she joins us in the studio to talk about the destinations that she recommends for family travel, because Mark's family is a bit older now and I ain't got one, apart from Simon. So we can go anywhere.
You've got a cat.
The cat can't come. But this week we are off to Nice and Corsica. Andrea, why Nice?
Hi, Steph. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Yeah. Good to be back. Yeah. So basically, Nice is one of the top French Riviera destinations. It's got actually universal appeal because it's got old world glamour. You've got lots of sunshine, which is great. And yet it's got a gritty feel. It's like a city with, you know, an underbelly that you just feel it. This was actually, a place that when we traveled, we loved it. And it's a place I can see myself going back to again, for sure.
When we got there, because Mark and I travelled there together, I said to Mark, is this what Miami looks like? Because I feel like this is what Miami would look like.
I'm not so sure Miami. Maybe the actual kind of promenade area. But I remember the trip into Nice, because we docked on the other side of the island on the ship, and then we had to get on this bus, didn't we? A very winding over mountains. You don't remember that bus trip?
I remember the bus.
Yeah, and we had two American tourists who were with
us. Oh, yeah, I do remember
taking us over there.
Yes.
Whizzing us over. But when you actually come down into Nice, I find it very quaint.
Yes, it is. And did you know it's actually part of the Côte d'Azur, or the Azure Coast, as it's called? One of the fun facts I found when I was doing some of the homework is most of the seaside coasts in France are actually named after precious stones.
Are they really?
Yeah. So you've got the Pearl Coast, you've got the Alabaster Coast, the Jade Coast. It's fun. So this is the Côte d'Azur, as they call it.
Makes
your course.
Perfect sense now you said it.
It is.
Yeah. No, never, no. Never thought of it in a million years.
No, me neither.
Yeah. There's heaps of fun things to do around Nice as well. So if you're looking at, there's a main promenade really, which is called the Promenade des Anglais. So it's like a long strip where all the top hotels are located, and people can just walk down, up and down. As you can sit in cafes, do a lot of people watching.
Something I do remember about that promenade though is that the bicycle rental is pretty tricky.
It is, yeah. We tried to rent a bike and put the money in, but it just... It wouldn't allow us to take the bike.
We were foxed for about 20 minutes. We couldn't work it out, couldn't we?
Yeah, I gave up in the end.
Did y'all didn't go in the end?
No, just walked.
Okay. We just walked. We did, and then we had to stop at a cafe because we were like, we can't walk anymore. It's so long,
promenade. Yeah, it seems never-ending. But it's really nice because you can sit and you can look at the kids playing in the water, and there's black pebble beaches. So it's really nice. That whole stretch is lovely.
There's many places to stop to eat as well, and the food is delicious.
Yeah, absolutely. Some amazing restaurants. And we actually met a lady over in Nice on the trams, and the tram is a great way to get around the city. English lady who told us one or two of the things that we might want to go and see. So we're on this tram. Where's this going to take us to?
This will go to the end of the opposite end of the line, so it goes out to the almost the motorway at the A8 in the north, slightly west of Nice.
Okay. Well, obviously, just here for the day, so what would you suggest some of the things that we see?
I would have a look at walk along the promenade.
Yeah.
Because it's the Promenade des Anglais.
That is phenomenal. If we were looking for something a bit less touristy to do, have you got any tips living here?
Oh, well, we just live, kids go to school and, know.
What do you like to eat if you're going to eat out?
Often in the old town. The little streets around the back of the port, or behind the church in the port, are quite good to eat as well, because you see a lot of locals eating there, so it's prices a little cheaper, less touristy.
Yeah. And what would be a dish, a typical dish that we'd give it for?
Salad niçoise, any of the fish dishes, because obviously fish is very popular down here.
Yeah. What's your favourite thing about living in Nice?
The fact it doesn't rain as much as it does in England.
Anything that you don't like about living in Nice? Anything that, turns you off a little bit?
One of the things that does put me off is I often have I Hate France days, and it's usually when you're butting up against French bureaucracy and the way to do things, because it's very slow.
Yeah.
Right, are we coming down towards this?
This is Place Garibaldi.
Right, where do we need to get off to be on the promenade?
Either Opera Villeville or Messina, which is where
Messina.
Yeah. And along there, they've just recently, over the last few years, knocked lots of big 1970s concrete structures down, and there's now a wonderful gardens that we're going to start to go past now, with water features and play areas for the kids. And so we've got this whole green corridor that runs.
So
down to the promenade.
Yeah. If we want to go after the promenade to the old town, is it better to hop on a tram or is it easy just to walk?
Walk in. If you walk down the promenade from where Plasson Centre is, you come onto the Quai Tachigny, and then there's lots of little archways that will just take you into the old town, which we're just starting to pass now.
Oh, wonderful. And if there's one place that we have to see in the old town, where would you send us?
Corsalea with the vegetable and fruit market going on. Actually today is Monday, so it's an antiques market today. And the other place you could look at is Place Rossetti, which has the ancient cathedral that dates back to 1700 and something.
That's where you bought your parrot, wasn't it?
I knew you were going to say that. Mark always talks about my parrot because I went to this little antique market. Mm-hmm. It was probably, I go to a market everywhere we go, mm-hmm. the best one I've ever been to. I bought a Carl Ames parrot. I don't know if you've seen them. They're from the 50s. Porcelain, perfect condition. Wrapped him up, brought him home, took him to Scotland. He's like the pride of my life, this parrot. I love him more than the cat.
Yeah, definitely
the flea market. I would recommend that.
Definitely. And getting around on trams, I'd recommend that as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So where else can we see Andrea?
So, yes, like the lady mentioned, the old part of Nice is really nice. And it's a place you can actually, go and get lost in. So that's really fun. And find yourself a bargain, probably like Steph did. And of course, the shopping strip as well, which has got all your high class, shops. And that's good for the mum. Yeah. And then, of course, there's lots of museums and historic buildings. So that's all over the city. And you can actually just spend a good part of the day walking in and out of them. So.
A modern art museum as well.
Yes, there is.
I always think kids prefer modern art museums, do you?
Mine don't.
They don't?
No, not really.
What, they like the traditional stuff?
Oh, well, if it's got dinosaurs in it, yes. That's exciting.
Okay, yeah. Good point. Yeah. So historic ruins as well, lots of those to see in Nice.
Yes, correct. Yeah, there's some Roman ruins as well, so that's something you can catch.
And if you do all of that and you want to have a day trip out, where would you suggest?
Some of the best day trips are obviously to Monaco and Monte Carlo, which is the playground of the rich and famous, as you know. So you've got the Formula One Grand Prix that happens there. You've got the famous casino, of course, where you've got 3 James Bond movies that were filmed. So it's really just the glitz and the glamour of the place. And it's good for a half day or a full day trip out there. You can just sit down there at a cafe, sip a coffee and just feel rich, even if you're not.
Yeah.
Have you been?
I have, yes. I must say.
Did you feel really rich when you were there?
I did, yes. Yeah. You just walk along.
That's my yacht over there.
Exactly. That's exactly what we did.
Are there any real people there when it's not Grand Prix time? Or are they all tourists feeling rich?
No, there are locals. And incidentally, funnily enough, locals aren't allowed into the casinos. So that's something that's really strange.
Fair
only
enough.
For the visitors.
That's how they stay rich,
yes.
By the way.
Good for them.
Yeah. And of course, there's Antibes, which is really popular as well. It's another day trip out. You can take a train out to Antibes. You can even take a guided tour if you prefer that.
What's there?
It's actually an old town. It was. It's located alongst the Provence shores. So it was built on the foundations of an ancient Greek town, really, called Antipolis. I think that's how you say it, Antipolis. The old town is really nice again because all these little cities have their old, hearts. So it's really nice. It's family-run restaurants and cafes. You can go about just picking up trinkets, have a good meal there. Of course, seafood is very popular. So that's really nice as well.
Mm-hmm. That's when I feel like I'm on a real holiday in an old town.
Yeah,
cobbled
I love that too.
Streets, high, tall buildings.
Yeah, parrots. Yeah, we get the message. Where else can we go?
Okay. There's, of course, Cannes because that's where the film festival happens in May. Yeah, so that's, again, your dose of glitz and glamour.
Hang on, though, because let's say you were to go to Madinat, where the film festival happens in December.
Yeah.
In June, there'd be nothing there. You wouldn't even know the film festival happened. So what is there else to see in Cannes?
They've got a little casino and they've got all these Hollywood star photos up there. So you know that you're in a famous place or whether,
So you got to be into that kind of thing.
Yes, yeah. And it's nice. I mean, you can take a little bus out there and just it takes you around the winding routes. It's a nice trip to do. It's not too far from Nice as well.
And Saint-Tropez is pretty nearby, isn't it?
Yes. So that's where you do, again, more of your people watching and just spend a day out just chilling, actually. Not too much walking around. Just, relax. Yeah.
The name that lent itself to fake tan. I'm guessing everyone is very brown on that beach.
What about this island that's just off Cannes, this Sainte-Marguerite?
Yes. So that's a significant historical site within the city of Cannes, actually. And the island fortress is just about a 15-minute ferry ride from the main city. They've got something called the Museum of the Sea, which showcases many of the shipwrecks that happened off the island and a lot of the Roman artifacts.
That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, and apparently the man in the iron mask spent 11 years of his life in that prison.
Mm.
Yeah, so if you're a movie buff, Nice is the place to go. Totally.
Something nice. Amazing about shipwrecks.
I know. I
isn't
love them
there?
Too. Absolutely.
It's just fascinating.
Absolutely yeah. fascinating.
The iron mask is pretty fascinating as
yeah.
well, isn't it?
It is.
Imagine 11
yeah.
years of it.
Yeah.
We didn't do any of this.
No, yeah. we didn't. No.
We did only have one day, though.
Yes, so you need a lot more time than that.
Yeah.
How long do you think you would need with the
At
family?
At least 4 days. A good
oh,
4 days, yeah.
Okay.
To pace it and really see a lot. So.
And it's a good walking area, isn't it? In fact, I think the place where all the shops are and the old town is all mm-hmm. pedestrianised, isn't
correct.
It?
Correct. That's right.
All right, stick yes. around. We're talking Nice, we're talking Corsica. We're going to come back and we're going to look at food, some suggested restaurants. And also, this is Travel Mum, so we're going to be looking at things that you can do specifically with the children.